Hi, Max. It's Greg Tingle. How are you?
I'm here for you.
Okay, let's go.
All right, fantastic. This is Greg Tingle reporting for Media Man Australia. We're speaking to public relations guru, and who knows what else he's doing these days, Max Markson. Welcome to the program.
Greg, good to be with you.
Thank you. So, Max, tell me, what can you disclose about what you're doing in New Zealand at the moment?
I'm just coordinating a host of functions here for charity fundraising events that we're doing later this year. And we've got a little office in Auckland with a couple of staff here. And we're coordinating visits in Australia and New Zealand to the former mayor of New York, Rudy Giuliani, next up. And then we've got Jose Carreras doing some functions. We're doing a couple of events in Auckland and Wellington for Dame Kiriti Kanawa to launch her Kiriti Kanawa Foundation.
Mm-hmm. Great, absolutely huge. So how long have you been working with the right people in New Zealand for?
Been over here just over 15 months. We organised for BMW to bring President Clinton here last in May 2002, and then we've been doing some events here for all sorts of it. We did a big tribute dinner to Colin Meade's Pine Tree, the All Black of the Century. Also did a big dinner in April this year to John Walker, the legendary runner who won an Olympic gold medal in 1500 metres in 1976, and we coordinated Sebastian Coe and Steve Obett to come over to be guests at that function.
Wow, now you're mentioning some pretty heavy names, as we'd call them there. What is the secret to your success, and how do you gain the confidence of big stars like the people you've been mentioning?
Look, you just ask.
Okay.
Look, the best advice I can give anybody if you want to achieve anything, pick up the phone and ring them and ask them.
Just like we're speaking today?
Correct.
Okay, so what are some of the main things that you do for clients? Why do people want to deal with Max Markson?
I think I've got an enthusiasm about what I do. I enjoy what I do. I have fun doing it. And I think at the end of the day, if you enjoy what you're doing, then you'll succeed and people want to deal with you.
I absolutely agree on that, and I think most people which are successful would agree on that. What do you think you are most well known for?
Oh, belly flop diving. Pavlova diving, wet t-shirt contest.
Yeah, whatever's going.
That was from my youth. But yeah. Now, probably my involvement with President Clinton. We've done more functions with him since he left the White House than anybody else in the world. We've done 10 events with him, raised millions of dollars for charity as a result of that.
Yep.
I guess that the last 5 years in Australia and New Zealand, we've run over 120 functions. We've raised over $23 million.
Well, you sound like a very motivated person. So, I mean, what actually does motivate you, Max?
I enjoy what I do, and there's got to be something every day when I get up in the morning.
Yeah, and money's, you're doing a good job, the right sort of money's coming in too, I take it.
Look, I never think money is the motivation. If you work hard and you enjoy what you're doing, the money will come.
Yes.
And that's something that I've never focused on money, but you've got to take care of business, and obviously when you do things, then sure, you're going to earn money.
Yes.
But if you do the things right and you're professional and have a positive mental attitude towards what you do, then sure, you'll get paid accordingly.
Yes. You've got a lot on your plate. How do you work out and delegate what aspects of the business you run and what you actually pass on to other suitable persons to make it all happen?
I try and delegate everything to my staff, and I've got a fantastic team around me.
Mm-hmm.
And I continue to get that feedback with what we do. My wife is a tremendous support. I think I've got a pretty balanced life. I've got a solid family around me.
Yep.
And as I say, that the team in the office, I mean, everything that happens in my office, somebody else does it. It's not me. I'm just hanging around.
Yeah, that's right. In the short time that we've been in contact just recently, things have moved forward at quite a rapid pace, and we're even speaking overseas, and that frankly very much impresses me.
Well, I only pick up the telephone call. Being overseas is neither here nor there.
Yep, okay. And I think I read in one of your past interviews some of the most important tools of the trade, if you like. I mean, basically the telephone is an essential tool, is it not, to what you're doing?
I think if you're in the communication game, and probably nowadays, you need to be able to contact with people, and the mobile phones made that tremendous. I used to say I could run a business anywhere as long as I had a desk and a phone.
Yes.
But now you don't even need the desk, you can do it all from the mobile phone.
That's right. And what about some of these newer technologies like the internet? I mean, how would you say the internet has both helped and hindered aspects of your business?
I don't think it's hindered it at all. It just makes your communication much easier.
Yeah.
And I think it's instant, and it's great for when you're dealing with overseas people, because it doesn't matter what hour of day or night it is, they can send you a message and you can respond when you're awake.
Absolutely. You're working with a lot of people. How do you and your team identify and judge good talent?
I think it's a gut feeling and what their attitude is. I mean, I'm a firm believer in if people have got the right attitude, then they can do anything. They don't have to be, you know, qualified or skilled in that area of industry or business, but if they've got the attitude towards it, they'll be able to turn their work ethic into success in that field of business.
No, it's obvious. They've got the right attitude, or they haven't. I guess you can always try to retrain people, but if they've got that basic platform to start with, it probably makes life a lot easier.
Yeah, it helps obviously if they do know what they're talking about, but even if they don't, you can teach them.
That's right. Now, with different forms of media, what versions or what platforms of media do you prefer working with, and why?
Look, I've got a big affinity to radio. I worked in radio for a couple of years at 2WS as their promotions publicity manager. I think radio is a great industry, you know, it's an immediate medium. TV is just fantastic for advertising something or for promoting anything. You get so much response, sorry about that.
That's okay, yep.
Right? And, but, you know, newspapers in the print, you know, it's there forever sort of thing.
Yes,
and... I mean, I like the media.
Okay, well, I guess it pays to be on the right side of them, doesn't it, rather than the other side. You want the right sort of press.
Ideally, but...
Not always possible.
Well, it's not always possible. I mean, my belief is always if you ask to do an interview, or you know, the majority of the time people are going to do a positive interview. They're not coming in to stick the knife in.
No, that's right.
If you've done something wrong or there's something which is to hide from, then sure, you're going to get chased and you're going to get vilified.
Yes. Now, on the TV, what would you say is both right and wrong about a very touchy subject, reality TV? How has that been good for both you and your clients, and what are some of the things which are actually wrong about reality TV?
Look, it's not anything I've done with my clients. Reality TV shows like Big Brother, good entertainment, I enjoy sitting down and watching it as much as the next guy.
Okay.
And I think, something like Big Brother, the younger demographics, I mean, my kids, used to love it, and, we'd often sit and watch it. I think once, it's now the third year of it. Obviously, it shows in the ratings, the figures aren't as big, but then as it gets towards the end, as more people get eliminated, then sure, it builds and builds and builds.
Yes, yeah, it does. How was the 60 Minutes exposure good for you, and did it result in any new clients coming on board?
What 60 Minutes exposure?
Oh, I mean, with your clients that they were profiled with the interview, 60 Minutes, about the young girl that went out of...
Asher Ryan.
Yes.
Yeah, look, my opinion on that was all the media wanted the story, so to do a full-scale news conference where you can't have any control over what's going to happen, what you're going to get asked, and how it's going to turn out. Whereas when you do a one-on-one interview, there's obviously a plane is involved, and two, it's a bit more a controlled environment, and 60 Minutes is a fantastic show, and they take time. In that case, they took like 4 or 5 days to do the story, so. Really, that's what you want. You want a good quality story, 12-30 minute story.
Yes.
And it's going to show your client in whether it's good or bad light. It'll show him in the best possible way.
Yes. What do you think gives you the edge?
Well, it gives me the edge. I suppose I return my phone calls and I try hard.
Yes.
And that's all you can do. Just keep doing what you do, and that's all I ever do. And if I get any modicum of success, then I'm grateful for it. I'm just happy to be here.
Yeah, absolutely. What would you say is a little known fact about yourself, or perhaps even just a misconception about Max Marks and the Man?
Oh, well, my daughter always says I don't get the credit for the charity work that we do, and I suppose the fact that we've raised, as I said before, over $23 million for charity in the last 3 or 4 years is something that people probably don't comprehend. And the amount of work and effort we put into the charity fundraising functions, and the fact that we underwrite them all, it doesn't cost the charity anything. It's only a positive outcome for the charities. I think that's something that people probably don't know about me.
Yeah.
Little known fact, I'm a mad ice cream and chocolate lover. Give me a bowl of ice cream.
It's good stuff, isn't it?
I'm just lethal when it comes to chocolate.
Yeah, it's hard to resist.
Yeah.
what do you do to relax when you're not fending off the media or finding new clients? Like, what do you do if you just want to tune out of all the mad world out there?
I love doing karaoke. I'm a big karaoke fan.
Okay. Yeah, you've got a bit of a voice for it too, haven't you, Max?
Sweet Caroline, good times never feel so good.
Oh, it's going to be brilliant. People are going to be chopping at the bit to listen to that.
There you go.
Final thoughts about the business and also words of advice for people wanting to become successful or more successful in the media and public relations industry.
The best advice I can give is persistence, enthusiasm, and focus. If you're faced with a problem, or you're faced with an opportunity,
yep,
or you want to do something, just approach it with persistence, enthusiasm, and focus, and you'll be successful 100% of the time.
Well, I'll take those words on board. And I guess I'll add that to the list. Many people have been saying the same thing. I have no reason to doubt you. You're giving me good advice. So, Max, thank you very much. I'll let you get back to your projects in New Zealand.
Cheers, Greg. Thank you very much.
Look forward to future contact.
Okay.
Thanks, Max.
Bye-bye.